When Julia talks about her 85-year-old mom, her voice is full of love and admiration.
Oh, she's a funny little lady. She's got a great sense of humor. She's extremely intelligent. She's got a lot of that wisdom that you don't just get, but you acquire after 85 years of life and raising 10 kids. She is extremely patient, and she is so forgiving. She is just kind, and she's just a lot of fun, and she loves life. You know, but it's challenging when you spend that much time alone. She misses my dad like crazy. You know, they were married for 59 years, so she misses him terribly, and that's really hard. She, you know, was used to having a house full of kids. Then they all grow up and they move out, and then she's there completely by herself a large part of the time, and that breaks my heart. So this COVID thing has made it even worse.
To protect her mom from being exposed during the pandemic, Julia and her siblings limited their contact. And when they do visit, they wear masks, maintain 6 feet distance, and try to stay outdoors. But then Julia and her husband contracted COVID-19 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. Julia had a low-grade fever, nasal congestion, fatigue, and lost her ability to taste or smell. By the week before Thanksgiving, most of her symptoms were gone, her quarantine was over, and she was back to work. So Julia and a few of her brothers and sisters who had also recovered from the virus decided to spend Thanksgiving weekend with their mom. The next week, Julia invited her mom to Sioux Falls to spend some time with her.
If there is a silver lining, if you can call it to that, it's one, just one little star that, you know, I don't have to worry about giving it to her, hopefully. But we're still going to take some precautions. We're not going to, you know, just hug and embrace and kiss like we would. We're going to wear a mask. We're probably going to try to stay 6 feet apart at all times.
Julia's actions align with CDC recommendations, says Dr. David Basil, Vice President of Clinical Quality of Vera Medical Group.
Yeah, so in general, the CDC has pretty good evidence that 10 days out from your COVID diagnosis, or if you're asymptomatic and you turn positive, it's 10 days from your positive test. It's generally thought you're no longer contagious, and you don't have to get tested to be cleared.
In fact, Dr. Basil says even if a second test comes back with a positive result, 10 days after the first positive, folks are not contagious. There is one caveat.
The CDC guidelines say that you need to be fever-free without Tylenol or ibuprofen or anything for 24 hours, and symptoms are improving, because we do find they may not be totally gone, especially the sense of taste and smell. That can be gone for weeks after you recover. So what happens is when you had COVID, you develop a certain amount of immunity, and you're relatively pretty well protected for, we think, at least 90 days.
Even though over time that immunity may decrease, if a person who has had COVID contracts it again, Dr. Basil says their symptoms should be much more mild. And there's more good news.
So your chance of spreading it to others is definitely greatly reduced than if you'd never seen it before, but it's not zero. And so we do still recommend that you use good social distancing and masking.
This is all good news for Kelsey Shoneman. A 2020 law school graduate, Kelsey recently caught COVID from her mom, who came into contact with the virus at work. Kelsey says she was being careful because even though she is young and at low risk, she does spend a lot of time with her parents.
My mom and I were being really careful because my dad's the one that's high risk because he has heart disease and diabetes. So we were mostly worried about him, and then he ended up with antibodies and stuff. So luckily it all turned out fine.
Even though her fears of COVID have subsided a bit, she says she is still cautious and wears her mask in public.
But I still think that, you know, kind of anxiety about what the future holds and, you know, what effects it might have months or years down the road that nobody knew about.
Because immunity is thought to wear off over time, Dr. Basil encourages folks who have had COVID-19 to get the vaccine once it's available. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Rohde.